ABC Radio Australia.
And there's more drama in Tonga's aviation sector, with questions over the future of ground handling at Fuamotu International Airport in Nuku'alofa. It comes after Tonga's government announced it would not be renewing a license to Airport Air Terminal Services, or ATS, beyond September. It follows months of uncertainty, legal consultations and national security concerns, but it's put the spotlight on the future of international flights into the kingdom. What impact would this have on international flights and services? Well, Pacific Beats reporter in Tonga, Marian Kupu, has been speaking to the head of Airport Terminal Services, Paul Karalas, in his first media interview about the standoff.
Our level of certification is such that we have achieved the ASAGO, which is the IATA safety audit for ground operations, ASAGO, IATA safety audit ground ops, ASAGO. That's the highest level, and we've achieved that. And it comes after a thorough audit of our ground handling. The other thing is that the ministry itself will also audit us, but generally that's done by the airlines auditing us. So the airlines will have a program where either annually or biannually. If the government was to take away the compliant, the certified ground handler from that license, the license would cease to exist. It would be null and void. And that's the main exercise, that's the main consideration in this whole thing about ground handling. Is that whereas we have now government suggesting that this is for security purposes, that's a security issue. It's not a ground handling issue. The supposition was that Air New Zealand advised that if the ground handler is suspended, then their license is suspended, because the ground handling part is part and parcel of their operating certificate. So it's an essential part of it. And so if you take that away, you effectively, it's not that they don't want to operate, it's that they're not allowed to operate. And this is all part of international regulations that first and foremost are for safety of the passengers and so on. And also to protect the aircraft and people and so on, that they have competent people there to do so. And if that's not there, then they'll be taking huge risks.
Paul Karalas, head of Airport Terminal Services in Nuku'alofa, and he was talking to Marian Kupu.